Lesson 8. Why does the church need me? Be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. Colossians chapter 2 verse 2, NLT. The Big Idea. In the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy and her dog Toto escape a Kansas twister only to find themselves transported to a wondrous land where trees talk and witches come in both good and evil varieties. Oz is a breathtakingly beautiful place, but Dorothy wants nothing more than to get back home to her family. She learns that only one man in Oz is powerful enough to send her home, a great wizard who lives in the Emerald City that lies at the end of the yellow brick road. Dorothy and Toto set out for the city alone, but soon fall in with three companions who could also use the talents of a wonderful wizard. The Scarecrow wants a brain, the Tin Man wants a heart, and the Cowardly Lion needs some courage. When they arrive in Emerald City, the four friends manage to gain an audience with a wizard. However, he tells them they must first prove their worthiness. The wizard dispatches Dorothy and her friends on a mission to capture the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. Only when they return with this prize will he consider granting their requests. When the Wicked Witch learns of their approach, she sends her minions, a host of flying monkeys, to intercept them. Their assignment is to capture Dorothy and the ruby slippers she is wearing at all costs. The intrepid seekers have just entered the witch's haunted forest when the flying monkeys descend upon them. After the monkeys make off with Dorothy and Toto, the Tin Man finds they have made a mess of the Scarecrow. "What happened to you?" the Tin Man asks. The disassembled straw man reports, "First they tore my legs off, and they threw them over there. Then they took my chest out, and they threw it over there." Undaunted, the lion and Tin Man quickly begin piecing the Scarecrow back together so that they can proceed to the witch's castle to rescue Dorothy. After being attacked and his parts scattered hither and yon, the Scarecrow is able to carry on for one reason. A community of true and trusted friends put him back together again. Like the Scarecrow, we all could use a little help now and then. Sometimes, life's challenges can leave you feeling discouraged and disjointed. Other times, the demands of home, schoolwork, church, and relationships will make you feel as if you're being pulled in several directions at once. And if you think you're being unjustly attacked, you just might come away feeling like the stuffing's been knocked out of you. At times like these, it's good to know there's someone you can turn to for help and encouragement. This is just one of the wonderful benefits of being a member of God's family. God has given us one another to love each other, help each other, comfort each other, and encourage each other. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 says, "As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." We are commanded to love and serve all people who are in need, but our first priority is to care for our hurting brothers and sisters. The Scarecrow's plight also reminds us that as members of God's family, we are one body made up of many parts. Each of us has a particular part to play in the body of Christ, and the body cannot function properly unless all of us are fulfilling our responsibilities. Each of us has been uniquely gifted by God to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ, and only when we are all using our talents and abilities as God intended will the body of Christ be healthy and effective in reaching the world with the gospel. One final lesson we can take from the Scarecrow and his companions. Don't take your marching orders from the world and its wizards of dubious credentials. Instead, look to God's Word and His Son for your instructions on how to live and love and serve others. Remember, God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church, and the church is His body. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, NLT.